You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com's Blue Jays beat reporter, Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, it's still been a fairly quiet winter for the most part for the Blue Jays. They made a couple moves early, but I think maybe there was some expectation that there might be some more stuff coming after the big trade early in the winter. Do you anticipate that they're essentially done at this point, or do you still think there are some pieces to be added to this club as we get between now and the beginning of spring training?
I think they're close to being done, but I think there's still some minor tinkering that's going to have to go on between now and the start of spring training. I don't think any big names are going to arrive, like I think a lot of fans were hoping for after the big acquisitions earlier this year late last year with Donaldson and Martin and Michael Saunders. I think what you're going to see now is not necessarily big pieces coming in to fix the bullpen, but they still need a couple of arms to come in and potentially be in a middle relief role, compete for the closer's job. And then they also need to do something with adding some depth at second base and in the outfield as well. So there's some minor depth options, but the big priority between now and the start of spring training has to be the bullpen, because they simply don't have enough options down there right now, and they're going to need more options to really be strongly considered in the American League East.
Yeah, I obviously misspoke a bit. It has not been a quiet offseason, but it's been a quiet last month or so as everybody else has gone wild. You mentioned second base and the outfield. Looking at the depth chart, you've got not a lot of experience at the top of that depth chart at both second base and in center. Do you anticipate that they go to camp with Pompey and with Goins getting those jobs, or do you anticipate that the starters at those jobs may still not be in the organization yet?
I think for the most part, the starters are going to be the guys that are already there, and I think Goins will have the inside track going into spring training. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Devin Travis really pushes him, though. I think, he's the type of prospect that is, probably ideally could use at least a couple more months in the minor leagues to get more seasoning. But if he comes in and has a hot camp, that position is very much up for grabs, because simply put, Ryan Goins and Meister Sturrus last year weren't able to get the job done. An injury had a big thing to do with the Sturrus's bad year, but he's more of a guy who's suited to a backup role. And, the Blue Jays really do like the defense they got from Goins, but the fact is he hasn't hit enough at the major league level to be considered a viable option on a regular basis. So I think if Travis comes in, plays well early, he can really force himself into that conversation. And even if he doesn't make the team on day one, I think you're looking at a guy who, maybe only needs 1 month, maybe 2 months at the most down in the minors. They're going to do everything they can to get him up. The outfield is probably a little bit different. I think that job definitely is Pompey's for the foreseeable future. It's really his job to lose at this point. What I think they need to do is I think they need to get probably a veteran fourth outfielder type. There's been rumors over the last couple of days that the Blue Jays were talking a little bit to Ichiro. And he's someone who would have been a good fit in that role. He's kind of an ideal guy who could come in as a fourth guy, veteran guy, just give a little bit more depth at all three spots.
Travis is an interesting guy for a lot of reasons, but one of the reasons he stands out to me is he would seem to go along with the new acquisitions in Saunders and Martin as guys who maybe give a little different look to how this offense operates. It was such a hit it out of the park or not a lot else, and it seems like not just speed, but it seems like they are adding guys with some on-base skills maybe to kind of diversify that lineup. Has that been by design?
Yeah, I think so, and I think that's something that they really needed to do. The lineup last year was really it was so hot or cold. There was really no middle ground. It was, the ball was either leaving the park or it wasn't. When the ball was going out, the Blue Jays often found ways to win. When it wasn't, they often couldn't do that. They do have to replace a guy who was one of the better hitters in that area as well. And with Melky Cabrera, he was a guy who could help generate some offense without the ball leaving the yard. So they had to replace him first and foremost. And then overall, you wanted some of that versatility and depth throughout the lineup. So I think that's something that really had to be addressed this year. I don't know if it was addressed quite as much as they really, really wanted to. I think if you had very solid options at second or center field, it would probably be a little bit more ideal. But they're going to have to get by with those positions for now. And I think they hope that, long-term especially, but perhaps even short-term as well, that Devin Travis could fit into that role and just kind of help lengthen out that lineup with guys who have the ability to hit the gaps and make some things happen.
What's the latest with Deonner Navarro? It seems like the message has been a little different at different times. Got to trade him. Maybe don't have to trade him. Do you anticipate he comes to camp with the Blue Jays and then following that breaks camp with them?
I think that he's still going to get traded, but the thing is right now, I think that the Blue Jays know that they could trade him within an hour if they really wanted to, but they're not going to get much in return, and that's something that Anthopoulos wants to change. If they wanted to dump his salary, if they needed to dump his salary, open up $5 million in additional payroll to make another type of move, I think they know that they can do that because there are teams out there that have some interest in Navarro. But the teams that do have interest, it doesn't seem like they're prepared to give up much in return. So Anthopoulos has been adamant throughout this entire process that he's not going to just give Navarro away because he thinks there's a lot of value there. So if a fair offer doesn't present itself, then, yeah, I do think there's a chance that Anthopoulos just stands pat with this entire thing and sends Navarro, brings him into camp again, and then he becomes your obviously the backup catcher to Martin, but then there is some ability to get some at-bats at DH as well. So his playing time wouldn't be completely limited. I think overall he actually helps make the team quite a bit better. I mean, having that depth behind the plate and having another option at DH is something this team could use. But at the same time, if he's a guy that you can use to help get that missing bullpen piece, I think that's where the priority is. And if a team ends up offering up a guy who could be used in the seventh or eighth inning, I think that's a move that you'll see the Blue Jays make.
And then the one thing that you mentioned and that continues to be seemingly the one obvious thing is the bullpen. What do you still anticipate them to do? Is it just a matter of bringing in more depth, or is there still maybe some likelihood that they do something, I don't know if bigger is the term, but somebody on a guaranteed, maybe multi-year deal, somebody who might pitch at the back of the bullpen?
Yeah, I don't anticipate anyone coming in and getting a multi-year deal at this point. The one big move that I still wouldn't rule out for the Jays, and it's something they said that they don't really want to do, but I could still see Aaron Sanchez going back into the bullpen. I mean, right now he seems like he's their fifth starter, but if the Blue Jays aren't able to add a legitimate arm or two to the bullpen, they desperately need someone down there, and they're probably going to turn to Sanchez because he excelled in that role last year. And then you can have guys like Daniel Norris and Estrada compete for the fifth spot in the rotation. That's where they do have a little bit of depth. I think for the long-term future of Sanchez, it makes an awful lot of sense to get him into the rotation on day one, build up that endurance and build up his arm strength so that he doesn't set back for a couple years. If he goes to the bullpen, it's going to take him a little while to get stretched back out. That would even impact his innings the following year. But he's the type of power arm that the Blue Jays need in the ninth inning role. So if they are unable to get it elsewhere, they're probably going to have to look internally, no matter how many people in that organization would like to see him as a starter.
All right, well, Rigger Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.